Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 29, 1805. Lewis sets out in an Indian canoe. The Corps has successfully crossed to the south side of the Columbia River. The Indians have indicated that there is plenty of game on this side of the river, but the party cannot seem to locate any, nor are they able to do much searching for a winter campsite because of the severe weather. The temporary camp they have set up is on a remarkable knob which they named Point William, now called Tongue Point. They will be storm-bound here until December 7. This, however, does not deter Captain Lewis, who bargains with the Indians for one of their canoes designed to handle the river's rough waves. He then proceeds westward with a small party in search of a winter campsite. Captain Clark writes,
"The wind and rain continued all last night, this morning much more moderate. The waves still high and rain continues. Captain Lewis and 5 hunters set out in our Indian canoe, which is calculated to ride wave to the place expected to find elk from the Indians' information. They pointed to a small bay which is yet below us. I sent out 2 men to hunt deer which I expected might be on the open hillsides below, another to hunt fowl in the deep bend above the point, all others engaged drying their leather before the fire and preparing it for use, they having but few other species of clothing to wear at this time. The winds are from such points that we cannot form our camp so as to prevent the smoke, which is immensely disagreeable and painful to the eyes. The shore below the point at our camp is formed of beautiful pebbles of various colors. I observe but few birds of the small size, great numbers of wild fowls of various kinds, large buzzard with white wings, gray and bald eagles, large red-tailed hawk, ravens, and crows in abundance. Captain William Clark, November 29, 1805.
As Lewis proceeded down the river, he passed the place where members of John Jacob Astor's Pacific Fur Company founded the trading post of Astoria in 1811. The colored pebbles, Clark mentions, probably came from the Pliocene Age Troutdale Formation, which contains rounded quartz and chert gravels from sources upstream on the Columbia Plateau. The birds and animals seen today were mostly known to science, except the one described by Clark as a small brown bird which frequented logs and about roots of trees. Perhaps a winter wren. Tomorrow, burial vaults.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.